Supreme Court of New Jersey makes a major ruling this week, saying that a blogger is not a protected journalist. The case involved a blogger from Washington State. Chief Justice Stuart Rabner wrote, "To ensure that the privilege does not apply to every self-appointed news person, the New Jersey legislature requires that other means of disseminating news be similar to traditional news sources to qualify for the law's coverage. We do not find that online message boards are similar to the types of news entities listed in the statute." Judy, you've long raised questions about this whole issue.
I really have, and it's such a tough issue. And on one hand, I really want as many people covered who are legitimate journalists, who have the right to protect our sources. On the other hand, I think the court, it was inevitable that this decision was going to come out as it was, because if you include bloggers and everybody who's using what the judge called a digital soapbox to make a point, then none of us is ever going to be able to protect a source, and that's what's at stake here. So I really think we need a federal shield law, and I think the Jersey decision highlights the need for such a law.
Any other fallout that you see coming from this, negative or positive?
Well, the problem is, and she's got her own reasons, which I respect for her own experience trying to defend free speech. But we're talking about a two-tier system then, where certain people get to be dubbed capital J journalists by whatever standard some judge comes up with, and everybody else, you lose. In this new, more egalitarian world, everybody's kind of a journalist, and maybe that's a good thing.
All right, we have to take one more break when we come back.